Have you ever experienced the frustration of being criticized by someone because you failed to conform to their standards? Standards that may have been derived from passages of Scripture, but were not actually taught in the Word of God? Maybe you know someone who's critical of a church where God is mightily working, but because that church does not conform to the extra-biblical rules of the critic, that critic is unable to recognize the working of God in that church. They are blinded to the glory of God because they're blinded by their own religious traditions. That's what I want to discuss with you in today's episode. I am Aaron Turner, and you're listening to the Meditations and Music Podcast. Recently, I read in John chapter 5 the account of Jesus healing a man who had been paralyzed for 38 years. He had been lying by the pool of Bethesda because at certain times it seems that an angel would come down and stir the water, and whoever got in the pool first would be healed. Well, there was no way that he could come to Jesus, so Jesus graciously came to him, and he asked the man if he wanted to be healed, and the paralyzed man said that he had no one to put him into the pool, so others would always get there before him. So Jesus simply said, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately he did just that. What a glorious demonstration of compassion. What a wonderful demonstration of the glory of Christ and the power of God. And you would think that everyone would be amazed and excited for this man who no doubt was known by the people of that area. But there was one little problem. This event took place on the Sabbath. Now, Jesus could have gone to that pool any day of the week, but it seems that he purposely chose to do this miracle on the Sabbath. Let's pick it up in verse 10. So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath, and it's not lawful for you to take up your bed." But he answered them, "The man who healed me, that man said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said that to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" Now the man who'd been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn and there was a crowd in the place. And afterward Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." So the man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. And this is why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. There was nothing in the law of the Sabbath that would prohibit Jesus from healing the man on the Sabbath. And there was nothing in the law of the Sabbath which would have prohibited that man from carrying his bed. But it was a violation of the rules that the Jews had attached to the law of the Sabbath. And because they were so laser-focused on the fact that someone violated their traditions, they missed the glorious, gracious miracle that changed this poor man's life. And instead of praising and worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, they persecuted him and sought to kill him. Recently, in a Sunday morning service, our pastor suggested that we break up into small prayer groups and pray specifically for loved ones who were once professing Christians but who have renounced their faith in Christ. Tears were shed and fervent prayer was offered. And the next Sunday morning, our pastor asked for testimonies of answered prayer. And one after the other, people rose and gave testimony of how God answered prayer. It was a glorious service. But I thought about some of the things that were present in that testimony service, some of the things that were present in that service, things that would cause some folks to miss the glory of God, not because those things violated God's law, but because they violated man-made traditions. And I thought, how sad is it that people can become so blinded by their own traditions that they fail to see the glorious works of God. And instead of praising and worshiping God, they level accusations against those who fail to honor their traditions. You know, it's very difficult for most people to discern the difference between what God commands in the Scriptures and their own traditions. All of us need to take inventory of our standards. Are our standards the clear commandments and teaching of Scripture, or are they simply our own traditions? Don't miss what the Lord may be doing because you've become so blinded by your own traditions. Well, thank you for listening. And as always, if you'd like a transcript of this episode, please reach out to me through my website, meditationsandmusic.com.